Sure, Larry Black, Lakeland, Florida, current president of Florida Citrus Mutual.
And here we are, by the way, congratulations on a great first event here at the Dark Hammock Legacy Ranch. It seems like it's a pretty good event for you guys for the first time out of the chute. A couple hundred people here enjoying lunch and shooting ski.
It is. It's a beautiful ranch. It's just a real special treat to have the opportunity to visit this. Appreciate Baxter Troutman sharing it with all of us.
Yeah, very much. And I guess some of the growers wanted to come out and shoot something before they heard the number. But what do you think about the 80 million all Florida?
The 80 million oranges is far below our expectations for the crop, the consensus number that we felt in the industry. The USDA has such a difficult task with all the variables of the increased drop due to HLB, the smaller than normal fruit sizes. The USDA in recent years has been overestimating the crop. And this is clearly below expectations, and only time will tell. Hopefully we have more oranges than they're predicting.
Well, not only the variables, but across the board, you've got some growers doing a whole lot more than others in terms of what they're putting into these groves. So in some cases, a drop, and it may not be much, and in other cases, it may be way above average, right? I mean, that really makes those variables even more variable, I guess.
Exactly. You have a wide range of inputs among the growers. You have growers that are performing very well in this environment that are still maintaining good yields in their groves, not as high as they want to be, but they're managing through this problem. And then there's others, of course. There's sizable abandoned acreage in the state. There's growers that are struggling. So you have the whole range in the industry, and as you say, just makes USDA's job that much tougher.
Tell me a little about the growers' mindset and your members out there. I know all the grower groups are struggling in terms of trying to just, you know, figure out how this thing's going to play out and what the future's going to bring. But are we looking, obviously, at more diversity in the citrus acreage of the past and the future, I guess?
I think the consensus is that we were going to have a crop in the 87 to 92 million box range, and we may have that crop. We won't know until we get it into the plant. The growers that I talk to feel like they're doing better. They've got more tools. There's more tools on the way to cope with HLB. Growers are replanting. We need to get more trees in the ground. It's a great business. There's a good return as long as you have those very important yields.
You know, we saw some of that new technology at Citrus Expo this year. A number of new equipment, new techniques, new products, and all those things added. There was a lot of positive buzz going on about what's coming out of all this research we're spending.
In my view, there's been a big shift over the last year that the growers are managing through. That they're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and they're getting it done. And that's what we need to work together to get this crop up. This is too low.
I really appreciate your comments. What am I not asking you? You want to shout out another message to the grower community at all?
That's good. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, I appreciate you being with me. Thank you very much.